Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Get Your Tips Out. I bumped into an old friend. I'm down at Cheltenham. He's not got very long, but you'll be delighted to know that Seamus Guinness is alive. Seamus, how are you? Oh, David, I'm grand. You know, I've had a turbulent year, to be fair. Here, there, and everywhere. So yeah, it's good to be here. Good to be back in Cheltenham. Good stuff. And you, have you got anything running this week? Ah, well, Dave, it's funny you say that, because I've actually got, I actually bought a couple of horses this year. And it's mad, because it's very difficult to tell the difference between them. And I've actually got them at home in stables there, I got at home there in Galway. And when trying to tell the difference between them, it's actually really, really difficult. And I was speaking to a friend of mine, and the friend said, well, why don't you measure them? So I was like, what do you mean, measure them? He said, well, if you look at, you know, measure them, see who's the biggest one, and then you'll know the difference. I thought, oh, that'd be a grand idea. So I thought, well, I'll go out. You know, they measure them in hands, don't they, in horses. So I started measuring hands, and they kept moving, so I couldn't work out how many hands there were. So got down to home base, got a tape measure, pulled the tape measure out, looked to see which one was the biggest, and it turned out there was one of them that was about 2 inches taller than the other one. So it's fantastic. So one of them's 2 inches taller than the other. Anyway, I was having a look out this morning there. I still can't tell the difference from a distance away, you know. I can't tell the difference between the brown and the grey one, which one's the tallest, so I'm still none the wiser. Okay, fantastic. Well, good to know you've got a couple there. None of them running this week? Ah, no runners, so, but I've got a few fancies though today. Fantastic, so let's go into the first race, the Supreme Novices Hurdle, the 130, the curtain raiser for the festival. What do you fancy here? I know that the island are very, very strong in here. Well, for me, you know, it's a couple of them going with is Slade Steel. Rachel Blackmore on board, Slade Steel there, loved the going. Good form last time behind Ballyburn, that would have won this race, it's now gone to the Baring Bingham. So Slade Steel, and the other one, Mystical Power, could brush up his jumping, but to be boy Galileo out of any power, bred in the purple, as they say. Fantastic, yeah, I concur there. The 130, so we'll move in to the second race of the day, which is the 210. The Arkell, quite an open renewal of the Arkell. Willie Mullins, very, very strong in here, your old friend.
Yeah, Willie, you know, gives nothing away. I've asked him a few times what he fancies here. Gaelic Warriors, the favourite, I think he's 7-4 favourite now. Can't be on that, wants to go right-handed, jumps right all the way around. I just think there'll be something there will come beat it. So I'm actually leaning towards Hunter's Yarn. Goes in the going, loves the heavy going. He's got good form, one round here. If that's not one around children, it's one, it's ran well here before. And the other one there would be Quilixias. So Irish 1-2 again, probably an Irish 1-2-3 to be honest.
Brilliant. Into the 250, which is the Ultima. 23 runners. Really, really difficult to unpick. But what are your thoughts?
Well, this is a race the Irish have not won for a number of years. I believe it's going back, you know, 10 plus years since Ireland have even had a winner in it. So looking down the field, looking at the going, it's been heavy rain this morning. I was out for my morning walk earlier. Heavy rain. It's going to be really testing. So looking down the ones, I know we'll like the going. I'm interested in Stumptown. It's Gavin Cranwell. Ireland don't have a great record, which sort of puts me off a little bit. But it's one round here, like the going. Not have a bad mark. So Stumptown. Eldorado Allen ran really well at Newbury earlier in the year. Top weight, Freddie Gingle taking off. £5. It's had wind surgery since last time. Love the going. Obviously, it's one round here as well, so that's a big, big price. Of others looking a bit further down. It's difficult. Kim Bailey's got a couple of chances. Chianti Classico and Trail On. There's an old boy there down the bottom, 11 years of age. Lord the man, he'll love the going. But it'll be any price. But yeah, difficult race. One pick that one.
Okay, and into the 3:30, the Champion Hurdle, the main race on the day. What have we got there?
Well, it's a done deal there. State man, all day, every day, state man for me.
Okay, looks really simple. 4-11, you're not going to get rich back in that, so we'll move swiftly on to the 4:10. Now, there's another really short price favourite in here, Lossy Mouth, about 1-2. What do you think? They won't all win. All these short price favourites don't win. So this is the one I'm hopefully trying to get beat. So Lossy Mouth, not been over 2 mile 4 before. It's won over 2 mile 1. The record is something like 1 out of 53 that have come to this race that hadn't won over 2 mile 4 that have tried it for the first time. So not a great start. There's been, I think, four or five odds-on favourites beating it in the past few years. This does look like a bit of a machine, but still at the price, I'm looking to get it beat, and I'm looking to get it beat with Ashro Diamond, who's won over the trip, won at Doncaster last time, run really, really well, beat Galamar. So if it came right back to its best, Marie's Rock stays further. With it being testing today, it'll like the going as well. So they'd be the two to take it on with. What about yourself?
I'd agree with what you said there. Funny, we've got the same actual opinion on every race. I can't believe it at the moment. Anyway, Racing Mouth, yes, you know, it's not run over the trip. So quick as a horse. It's just difficult she's going to be after right out of the top drawer to take this in. So I'd be against Lassie Mouth, and I'd be on with Ashro Diamond as well.
Brilliant. Into sixth race, the Boodles. Again, bit of a lottery. 22 runners. This is for the juveniles that aren't running in, that aren't going to be running later on in the week in the Triumph. Looking down the list, a few of the Irish horses here that I'm quite interested in. That's a good. So, what are your thoughts first off?
Well, it's a good run last time for you. Batman Jirak. It ran there and you know, the first three in the race, two of them are running the Triumph in the better race later on in the week. He wasn't overly hard on it. Batman Jirak, I think, is very, very interesting there at the top, atop the weights. There's one a little bit further down the rates, Palaman, that's got form with Andarwi last time. It's got a big weight pull, was never put in the race, travels well, jumps really well, won't mind the going. Big price, Palaman. But again, there's lots of this. You could go down. Eagle Fang won the race that usually pulls out the winner of this. I think the winner of that race in Nace has won this race for the last three out of the last 4 years, and there's been others that have been placed that ran in that. Milantino has got form with Sergino, which looks an absolute flying machine running on Friday. Any others looking down? Lark in the Morning has got form there with Palaman as well. So for me, in that form, Lark in the Morning, Palaman, for that form, and the other one, Batman Jirak, be interested in. And on the English form, Roaring Legend isn't without a chance. And there's one there, another one down the bottom. Latin Verse absolutely won, pulling a settee there last time. Improving sort, had lots of runs though, so he's a bit more exposed than the others, but you know, it's only been put up £10 for that, so it would have won that race last time carrying 2 stone more than it did, so to have £10 isn't too bad. Great, and it's the last race, the seventh race, which is the National Hunt Chase, the longest race of the week, 3 miles 6 furlongs. Willie Mullins and Emmett Mullins at the top of the market, Corbett's Cross at Embassy Gardens. You think you can get those beat? Well, Corbett's Cross fell last time, Embassy Gardens, you know, Paddy Mullins is saying he will stay. At the odds, I'd be looking to get them both beat, to be honest, because it's a bit of a coin flip if someone's looking top of the market, which you're going to go with. I think there's holes in both of them. Last race of the day, it's been raining, as they say, all night. It woke me up in the night, actually. 3 miles 6 and a heavy going there. Getting up the hill is going to be a challenge. There's a couple further down that like the look of Apple Away is getting weight from them all. The only mare in the field. 11 stone, £7, getting £7 from all of them, improving. Lucinda Russell trains Barry O'Neill, great jockey on board, so I'm going to go with Apple Away. The story with Mr. Van Gogh trained by Sarah Bradstock. Mark Bradstock unfortunately passed away last week, so it'd bring the house down if that one were to win, but for me, Apple Away in the last.
Great stuff. Great to see you, Seamus. I know you're in high demand. Hopefully we'll catch up for Pint of the Black stuff later on.
I sure do. Look forward to it. We'll get a baby Guinness in as well.
Fantastic.